This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is my primary question today from the audience related to a response by members of Congress, specifically our members of Congress. We have listeners in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and other places across the Northern Plains, obviously. But I'd like to know from sort of our core here of folks, Michelle Fishbach is the only person I can think of in Minnesota that you have a fighting chance with.
There's that.
In North Dakota, obviously, Senator Hoeven, who is the senior senator from North Dakota, Senator Kramer, and Congressman Armstrong. In South Dakota, Dusty Johnson, who's a little wobbly, on a lot of these things. He's, he is, I don't know, more Sioux Falls than Deadwood, shall I say.
there you go.
And, John Thune, a good guy. I mean, I think the world of John Thune is a sort of character and stand-up guy. But I think influenced heavily by, unfortunately, the swamp more than South Dakota mm-hmm. on some of these things. I've told that story a million times in my conversation with him, a few months after the president was elected. He was, I wish he'd tweet less and say this less. And I'm like, why would he do less of what got him elected? I don't know why you think he ought to do it differently. He's appealing to forgotten Americans in his mind, and he's going to communicate to them outside of the mainstream media. So, anyway, he sort of didn't understand that. I like him a lot, though. Mike Rounds is probably even more careful. I mean, he's the most vanilla guy in the United States Senate, but he's, again, a guy that fights for ranchers, fights for a lot of what South Dakota's for. But these are good people, is what I'm getting at. These aren't, nobody I've mentioned is a secret Joe Biden lover, right? They're good folks, and they're just trying to get it right. What do you want them to do, is my question.
I can answer that.
Okay. I know you were on for me yesterday, so you probably have a good
read. Thank you for letting me host yesterday.
Absolutely.
That was a
Anytime.
Great time.
And this audience is marvelous.
Oh, man.
This is
I learned a lot.
This is not work.
Yeah.
When I get on the air every day on AM 970 WDAY, our newest edition, 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO, our Flag West operation. It's not work because they get to talk to the greatest audience on the face of the earth, just God-fearing, freedom-loving folks that think a bit about the Constitution before they make a decision on things, and I appreciate that.
Overwhelming yesterday, 100%. Stay in the fight, stand up and fight, back the president. The other thing was a lot of well wishes for Todd Mitchell, and Todd's doing well.
Is Todd back today or one more day, a little hiatus?
I think he's got another day.
Okay, he sprung free.
Yeah, he's at his folks' house. Yeah, he's kind of recouping a little bit.
So I think you talked about these yesterday, but Todd did have a heart attack.
Mild one, yeah.
He didn't know it was a heart attack until he had some chest pains.
I know.
And they took him by ambulance to the hospital. They realized that he had 100% blockage in one of his pipes. They cleared that out with the Roto-Rooter. They put in the miraculous stent, and he sprung up like a spring chicken.
At home on Sunday.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, get it out.
That's heart care today.
That's
it's unbelievable.
Awesome. Great.
And so he's hanging with the parents another day or so, but Carrie, his wife, kept us abreast of what was happening, and all worked well. So
my question, I have a question for you.
But thank you for your prayers. It was unbelievable.
Yes,
you know, Phil Parker, myself, a few folks put out, Kevin did a little note, here's what's going on. Please pray, and just the Facebook blew up. So thank you for that.
People.
That was great. What were we going to say?
My question for you is overwhelmingly, my vibe and my intake is that North Dakota voters 1,000% want your delegation to stand up to this.
Okay,
now,
what does that mean?
Well,
what I'm trying to get
right.
At.
What would that involve?
Because I'm with you. I want
whatever.
Fight. I want real fight. I don't want this. It's a foregone conclusion. It's not going to happen. I want, let's explore every angle. Let's get the evidence in here. Let's make sure we lay it all on the ground. And by the way, if you're a flaming liberal and you think Nancy Pelosi is the best speaker in the history of mankind, Chuck Schumer is the cat's meow, here's the deal. You should want this too. Because all you're going to hear about for the next 4 years is how the election was a joke. And it was rigged. So liberals should want this.
You'd think.
And by want this, I mean get the evidence out there. What's real, what isn't. On the plane last night, coming home from Arizona, I went through a bunch of articles I printed out. Yes, I'm old school. And I printed them out because you don't always get Wi-Fi on the plane, like that little hop from Denver to Fargo. But anyway, I printed it all out, and I go through it. I go, what happened to this one? What happened to that one? Where's this guy? Where's the postal worker, contractor from New York that was told to drive the ballots of 200 to 400,000 wow. ballots to Philadelphia? That's a little odd. And then he doesn't know where the trailer went. Is that still a deal? Did they find the trailer in a ditch somewhere? Is the, you know, the truck driver come clean? There's a million of those. Get to the bottom of it. Now, what I have come to believe from the process on January 6th is that only if there is a tie in the Electoral College, which means the legislatures have some work to do because there's not a tie in the Electoral College as we know it now, as it was certified, okay?
I did a ton of research on this, brother, and I don't think that's a factor in it. I don't think that. I know Kevin said that.
The tie deal?
Yeah. I don't think it's a factor in it. I don't think it's not that.
Wait a minute. Just hold that thought for a second. Because what I'm getting at is what I believe, and this came largely from Senator Cramer,
yep.
was that only if there is a tie is there a process in which Vice President Mike Pence on January 6th could go, okay, we got a tie here, and you folks need to decide whether or not you want to hear more evidence, and they vote by delegation. By state.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's only in a tie according to the information I have. If it's not a tie, they vote like they normally would vote, which means we're not going to win a fight in the House of Representatives to keep Donald Trump as president. Won't happen. Will not happen, period. Then it is a foregone conclusion. Now, you say you've done research to suggest that it's not.
I went through the entire Electoral Count Act of 1887. Nowhere in there does it say anything about a tie. It does say that it regulates Congress to resolving only a narrow class of disputes, such as if a governor has certified two different states as slates of electors.
And by the way, that is happening in a couple of places.
None of this applies until the last one. The last one, or if the Electoral College votes were not regularly given. Now, as I understand it from all the reading I did yesterday, and Louis Gohmert filed this lawsuit in order to federal judge to strike down this Electoral Count Act and give Pence this power. But as I read it, that act is in the way of Pence's exclusive, you know, authority over this thing. But he can still say, according to the Electoral Count Act, he can still say, nope, nope, nope. And then it does go back. And I would just do a search on it, read Wikipedia, read the act, read through it, and you'll see there is a road here. It's a narrow
road. A road
one.
Here to what?
A road here to a Trump win.
Okay, and it's how? Explain it to me.
Here's what it says. Under the 12th Amendment, the vice president presides over the count.
In English.
But okay, it is. This is okay. Easy. But the act constrains the vice president's roles in it. Both houses can overrule the vice president's decision. If, let's say, Pence stands up and says, we're discounting these seven states.
Okay.
They didn't do it correctly.
They could override.
Right. It wasn't regularly given.
How do they override? Do they override by a state delegation vote or by a...
That's what's next. So under the act, even if the chambers disagree, the governor's certification, not the vice president, breaks the tie. And that's where we go back to state governors, one vote, Trump wins on
one
that
state.
Number.
Okay.
One state per vote, one vote.
They got to vote as a delegation.
Right.
So if there's X amount of members from New York in the House, they vote as one.
Yep.
Because it's
but I read through this more than once. I never once saw anything about a tie in the electoral.
Okay.
I didn't see that.
Changing the vote count.
Yeah.
Here's the big problem. This should be very clear to us. I mean, it's the Constitution.
I know.
It was written by our founding fathers how long ago? We shouldn't have any doubt about what the process is. And there is a vacuum of unbelievable proportions. Here's what I am reading from what I know, and Kevin's put a new twist on this a little bit, but I am believing that the path to victory for one process of every legal vote counts and all the fraudulent ones go, and the investigations to get to that point, are not going to come through the congressional action, January 6th, Mike Pence, House, Senate, any of that. That's what I believe now. So a lot of our energy right now is being directed at Kelly Armstrong, you better stand up. Hovind Cramer, you better stand up. You better object. Which, by the way, I think it would be wise for them to do politically, set aside whether or not it has any value or ultimate chance of success anyway. Do the right thing. Okay, stand up. But I don't think that path. I see three paths in my mind to getting to the bottom of this. One is January 6th, VP, House, Senate. Okay? The other is the courts. And they have been miserably pathetic to this point. Most of the arguments in the House have been, I'm sorry, in the courts have been related to process. You don't have standing. This isn't the right place for your objection. You can't be in this fight. They were not on evidence. Procedural versus evidentiary, okay? So that's one problem. And everything you hear from the left is, well, they've been thrown out of court. They've been out. There's no evidence. None of that's accurate in total.
You want to know where Pence wins on that point, though? Here's where he wins on that point. This goes back to the act where it says, or if the electoral college votes were not, in quotes, regularly given. He goes back and he cites not the evidence that they have of the fraud that happened. He goes back to the processes of the state legislature circumventing the process, saying, okay, well, they didn't vote on that.
And that's where I come to my third pillar.
That's where he wins.
That's where I come back to my third pillar. What did the legislatures do? What can they do? Because this question of who they certify, and if they say, you're electors for Trump, you're seated, you're electors for Biden, you're seated, in enough states, there's a deal breaker, too. So I think our focus should be the courts and legislatures to the extent we can impact that. But I want to know what you want. Tell me next.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim from NDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to NDFlagpoleGuy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, next girl, you don't know me. I'm just the one he says went crazy on him. That's just what he does. But once upon a time, I was the next girl. I've been where you're at. You overlook a lot when he looks like that. A charm your mama.
We're going on Nashville today.
Hide the red flags for a little while.
In honor of the folks down there that are healing up from a scary situation.
Oh, man.
Isn't it bizarre? something like that happens. And it sort of started in my mind in Oklahoma City. Because you instantly go to, what are the motives? What's going on? Remember, talk radio is to blame for Oklahoma City, if you don't remember. It was talk radio's fault, according to Bill Clinton. Because we grew a bunch of right-wing crazies who blew up things. That was their narrative. They're very good at that. And the media just runs with it because they're all lefties, and most of them anyway, and zoom off, and there's the narrative. It's set. But this happens with the RV, and I think, honestly, nut job. Guy's crazy. Right?
Yep.
And, you know, wants to scare people with the loudspeaker and, you know, picks the AT&T building because evidently his dad worked there and maybe, you know, he was mad at the place. Remembers his dad saying all this stuff.
Been a loner.
Right.
Been a loner, yeah.
Yeah, neighbor said he waved but never talked to anybody. So you think nut job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Clinically, there's probably a better explanation than nut job, but I'm just
loner.
Going with that, yeah. And then what do we get? AT&T, we get Dominion Machines, we get disrupted lines in how many counties, we get destroying evidence.
Yeah.
What's the truth? Where do you know? The media, the national media, is uncurious. They're not curious about that in any way, shape, or form. They automatically dismiss it as nut jobs.
They'll have a manifesto probably by the end of the week that they'll miraculously find.
I don't know.
Sort of,
right.
Whatever, and then they'll blame Trump.
Yeah, somebody's writing that right now, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's sad to me. There is a vacuum of information. It goes back to the conversation from the last segment. Why can't we say here's the three things that need to happen to find out if the vote is as it was presented? How do we vet the evidence to find out if it's right or wrong? You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You just have to rely on no one other than yourself and your own gut and compass and set of values to decide, this is what I believe. I'm going to gather all the information. You know, the internet is a sea of insanity. But you can find trusted sources there. If you ever find them to be wrong, they're off your list. And we try to be that. If we get something wrong, we're going to tell you we got something wrong. But we try to do that as much as we can for you as well. What I'm hoping to accomplish this hour is to really understand what you believe, besides prayer, is the best thing to know. Every possible effort was given to determining what the legal vote was in 2020. Legal votes only. To expose every legal, illegal vote as just that. Throw it out. What is that? What role does your congressional delegation play in that? I happen to believe they're taking their more than their fair share of arrows right now when essentially states screwed this up, for lack of a better term. County auditors looking the other way in heavily Democratic cities screwed this up. That's where the IR ought to go, and their legislatures ought to get curious. And so should their news media, just like they did in Florida.
See, that goes to the fraud evidence, though, brother. But
we've done this before.
Pence's win comes with the electoral college votes not regularly given. And that goes back to these legislatures saying, well, due to COVID, we need mail-in voting. We don't need to verify signatures, and we can do this, we can do that.
But we know that in some places, they didn't even go to the legislature. There were rules in the legislature, and the county, the cities and counties did their own deal.
And because of that, Mike Pence can say these elections are disqualified because they were not regularly run.
What's the date today?
The 29th.
Of?
December.
When was the election?
I don't know, last year sometime.
Why hasn't that been adjudicated by now?
You'd think.
We got work to do. Okay, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. It should be in your speed dial. To join this program with your insightful opinions and answers to my question, what do you want? What do you want? So you can lay your head on the pillow at night and know everything was done that could be done to get to this answer. 701-258-0550. Text me, not Todd, because Todd's off today. Text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. But we love it when you call. We really do. You can email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. ScottH@FlagFamily.com is the easy one. Studio@What'sOnYourMindRadio.com. You can be anonymous. Sure. And I love your mail. Christmas cards from listeners, insightful notes. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. My snail mail address, so you can send those notes, 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota, 58104. 2852 Thunder Road. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. The home cooking is still cranking at all the PetroServe USA locations. They also have some great specials all month long. Today is Tuesday, so you got Double Stamp Tuesday. Get your lucky 7 Club card stamped twice. Your path to all kinds of great deals. The 2-for-2 salted nut rolls deal still is on. All Pepsi products, $5.99 for a case. A 24-pack for $5.99. Beat that, anybody. 99 cents for the 20 ounces. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy Stores. Look for the Marathon and Senex gas labels at a PetroServe USA near you. Still PetroServe USA, just buy their gas from different folks. John and Minot, what do you want? Lay it on me.
Hey, that's for John?
It's for John. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. First of all, I'm glad you had a couple of days off because your blood pressure is a little high today, but good to
you
have
you
back.
Well, I don't feel as high. I feel like I'm, you know, just kind of excited and fired up to get back at it, but thank you, John.
Oh, we should be. I mean, the country's at stake. Yeah. I wanted to first say that I called all three of our representatives' office this morning, let them know my opinion. Now, to get to your fact or to the facts real quick, what's going to happen if, let's say, one senator or one congressman have an issue, they object, and the House and the Senate take 2 hours and only 2 hours to go through the objections of every member of the Congress or Senate. And this is coming off of House.gov Electoral College. Okay. And then after that, all hell breaks loose. It's like you guys are saying, it's not well-defined after that. But only 2 hours, and only 2 hours.
Well, that's ridiculous, right? I mean, because it's why even do the 2 hours? You're going to accomplish absolutely nothing other than some theater.
That's
right?
That's the rules.
And that's the rules in the Constitution or the congressional rules?
Kevin can look it up, House.gov, and type in Electoral College, and it'll come up. I have the link in front of you once.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives overrode President Trump on Monday by rejecting his veto of a defense bill. The Democratic-controlled House voted 322-87 to override Trump's veto of the $740.5 billion bill. The National Defense Authorization Act, which includes funding for military projects and a pay raise for troops, was passed this month by the House and Senate. 1 week from today, Georgia will hold its Senate runoff elections. The two runoffs on January 5th will decide whether the Republicans continue to control the Senate or not. Republican David Perdue is against Democrat John Ossoff. The other race is between Republican Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Reverend Warnock. A Delaware computer repairman who went public with the Hunter Biden hard drive is now suing Twitter for defamation, claiming Twitter moderators unfairly branded him a hacker. The emails detailing Hunter Biden's shady overseas business dealings are reportedly now part of a federal tax probe. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Country on What's On Your Mind Today. I'm Scott Hinton. Welcome back, folks.
Prayers for Nashville.
Telephone number 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by Chose Investments today. You're looking for a good investment? Good investment is real estate in North Dakota's largest city, Fargo, or the region. And our friends at Chose Investments know a thing or two about land development, office space, commercial real estate. Monty Chose is a pillar of the North Dakota business community and land development. He really is just an ace of a guy. Incredible man. He and his son, Scott, are go-to sources for you if you want to find out more about the properties, the market. They love to talk about dreams and ideas. ChoseInvestments.com, KJOSInvestments.com. Mike Lindell tomorrow on the program. We're looking forward to that.
There's a lot of buzz about Mike being running for governor in 2 years in Minnesota.
Well, he's busy right now.
I'll tell you that.
Digging up everything he can in the way of evidence on this election. He's just been tireless. Talking regularly to General Flynn, Sidney Powell, and the president and his team. It's phenomenal what he's doing. What do you want, though? I'm going to shut my yap for the most part for the next half hour just to find out, knowing what we know now. And by the way, John and Minot did give us that website. We've sent it out on Twitter on the What's On Your Mind account if you want to follow that and check that out on the two-hour limit to objections. Henry in Fargo is next. What's on your mind, Henry? Henry, are you there, sir? Now I can hear you. Go ahead, Henry. Go ahead, yep.
All right, I'm sorry. Yep, so I want to know. Here's what I want to know. Will you use the full power of your wonderful radio station to lead primarying our two senators and congressmen if they do not support this on January 6th? Will you support primarying the ones that do not support this? My understanding is you have their private cells, and they have been on the record saying they do not support this on January 6th. I may be wrong, but I want to know if the flag, the best radio station for American conservatives, will support primarying these three or whichever ones do not vote to support this on January 6th.
Yeah, I would be inclined to say on the primary thing, too early to talk about any of that. I'm not one that thinks that's the first card you play, because it's sort of like, if you don't agree with me, I'm going to cut your head off. You know, now Kevin Cramer is the United States senator because of a primary. They're not bad things. I think they keep conservatives accountable. Now, January 6th is an open book, and you are wrong. I have heard from none of these three that they will, in fact, object on January 6th. Senator Hovind didn't really answer, but he didn't say he was going to. Congressman Armstrong is unavailable right now, and we're working on getting his answer to that question and an idea. I know he's working on evidence because his staff did share that he had done some work specifically to the forensic study that was done on the Dominion voting machines, and he found the data points supporting the conclusions to be weak, so he was asking for more information on the data points. So I know he's doing his due diligence. He's a lawyer, after all. He probably will, but I've not heard no on January 6th. I think if I was to gut check this, all three believe January 6th is not necessarily what is being built up to be in the way of the fix we all want. But rest assured, in answer to your question, Henry, we will ask the tough questions. We will get answers. My advice, if they ever cared to get it, for them would be to object on January 6th, regardless of what Mitch McConnell or, you know, Kevin McCarthy or anybody else want, because that's what North Dakotans want in large numbers. So I think it'd be wise for them politically and, you know, for all the right reasons on January 6th, but I'm not sure it's the path to getting there. Does that answer your question, Henry?
Well, I guess what we're looking for, like you've mentioned several times when I listened to you, all the calls in North Dakota about this. We listen to all those. I mean, North Dakota is a safe state. These guys will never lose their seats if they do conservative things. This is a safe state for them. They should be on the forefront leading this. Even if they don't believe in it, they should be out there leading it because they're never going to lose their seats. They're never in jeopardy here in North Dakota. We need leaders right now. This is about the Republic. I disagree with you a little bit if I understood what you just said. I think this is the hill to die on. This is the hill for the Republic. Once they get in and they do any of the things they said, back to court, Puerto Rico, D.C., all these things, we're done.
I could not agree with you more on that point. We're done, and this is the hill to die on, because if they steal the ability, if they succeed in the ability to steal elections, it's over. Everything we as conservatives, we as constitutionalists, we as God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping Americans, we're done. They've rigged the game. It's over. So this is, in fact, the hill to die on. No doubt about it. I agree with you. My question again remains, is that the legislatures? Because that's where the founding fathers put the power on keeping elections fair and free. The legislatures. Is it the courts, the last stand of defense? Even Trump majority courts are blowing it on this thing right now. And maybe we need to talk about impeachments to get that right. Or is it January 6th? Right now, I think legislature and courts have a better chance of success than January 6th. And that's the part of congressional delegation. So my only point is, our fire, in the sense of verbally, rhetorically, our fire should be directed at the most viable way to prevent us dying on the hill, right? If we have to die on the hill, we have to die on the hill. But let's do it going after what matters most. And right now, I think a disproportionate share is going to the congressional delegation. But they also respond to us as constituents. And we're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. We're ready to die on that hill. So they should expend every ounce of their power as our representatives to get to those ends, whether it's the courts, the legislatures, or January 6th. Does that help, Henry?
I agree with everything you say. What I'm saying is I want more teeth in it. I want for you to really bite down on this because you know these three. Nobody in North Dakota knows these three like you know these three. And if they hear it from you and hear it strongly, that's going to make a difference. Like I said, they don't have to worry about losing their seats. You know, if they go out there and make fools of themselves, who cares? Nobody's going to remember it. But if we lose this, we're all going to remember it.
Well, rest assured that they have heard from me. And Kelly Armstrong is the only one I haven't talked to personally, just because he's been tough to catch, and I think not wanting to do a lot of media right now. I don't even know why he voted. Do we know why he voted on the 2,000 versus the 600 and the other stuff? I don't know. I was looking for press release last night. I didn't see it. But
I didn't see it.
I have let them all know how I feel, and more importantly, how you feel, because really this isn't about me. Who cares what I think? I'm informed by our listeners, their constituents. So, Henry, very good points on and everything. And I think the most important thing you said is this is the hill to die on. And I agree with you 100%. If we don't die on this hill, I don't know what the future looks like for a lot of reasons. You know, the state of the conservative cause, you know, just so many things that hang in the balance. Our trust in future elections, our faith in, you know, everything we believe in. I mean, if they win on this, they'll win forever, and America as we know it is over. Thanks for a very insightful call. Jim in West Fargo, your vote.
Yeah, is that me?
It is.
Okay. Well, at the voter fraud hearing 2 weeks ago, the lawyer from Nevada said that there were 42,000 people who voted more than once, 1,500 dead people, and there are thousands of non-citizens that voted in Nevada. Now, my question is, who did these cheaters vote for? I've never heard.
Yeah, I understand, and again, this is anecdotally, but there are a large amount of ballots in these key areas, these key states and key cities, that only voted for Joe Biden. They didn't vote for anybody else.
Did anybody add up the votes?
Well, if you do that, and again, we did a statistical analysis with the help of Matt Baynard, who set up call centers and found people that requested ballots and said, who did you vote for? And the numbers are clear in his mind from that analysis. In these key states, overwhelmingly, there's enough illegal votes to overturn this election.
Specifically, well, I would think you'd be able to take the fraudulent ballots and find out how many were for Biden. I suspect that most all were for Biden, but until somebody points that out, we can't call the Democrat Party as being the cheating party.
First of all, I think you are correct. The question is, how do you call it out? I think it's been called out, but you don't have enough curious people in legislatures and in courts to say, wait a minute here, there's more smoke than fire. We have allegations up the wazoo. Is that a technical term? It's on our,
I believe it is.
Okay.
Yes.
We have evidence up the wazoo. What we don't have is the proper venues to ethically sift through that to say what's true, what's not. Okay, here's what we believe. For instance, this lawyer that you talk about from Pennsylvania. I don't know enough about him to know, is he a crackpot? Is he good? Ron Johnson brought him to the hearing you're talking about on voter fraud. And God bless Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Nevada.
Oh, was he from Nevada? Yeah, yeah. There was one from Nevada, one from Michigan. There were a few of them, but I think the Nevada guy is the one I'm thinking of, and you are too. He was very, very good. Unbelievable. But somebody needs to say, okay, that's the evidence. Let me go back to the county auditors. Let's go back. Let's check it all. And they're not doing that. That's what is just so infuriating in all of this, and they need to. The courts are blowing it off. The legislatures are blowing it off in most cases. And the Congress is sitting there saying, well, we need evidence. My advice, if I can give any advice to our congressional delegation, be that evidence. Gather all that, even if it's before January 6th. Get Michael Flynn up there, get Sidney Powell up there, ask them all under oath, at risk of perjury and jail time, what they know about what. Every one of them. Take 3 days, 24/7 if you have to. Switch out members. Vet the evidence. If nobody else will do it, somebody has to do it. Because
yeah,
I agree with you.
Truck driver from New York?
Yeah. I want to know.
I thought that, too, why doesn't somebody check that out? They should be able to go right up the chain. Who gave him the orders and who gave that guy and go right up and find out where it started?
You couldn't be more right. You couldn't be more right. Appreciate the call. And you mentioned a couple of the puzzling things, but how about Georgia? How about Georgia, Jim? 2,056 felons voted. 66,000 plus under 18 voted. 2,400 never registered that voted. 1,000 used a P.O. box. You can't do that. 4,000 voted past the regulated date. 10,000 were dead, but they voted. Wow! We're going back to biblical times here when people can die and vote after. 395 voted in two states. This is just Georgia. 15,000 moved out of state and then voted in Georgia. 40,000 changed county. You can't make this up. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott gets you great deals, folks. Check it out, MyPillow.com, or 1-800-506-9028.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11 on pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We just can't fight, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland like a barber on a
wheel. You got a diesel rig that is on the fritz, or you can tell something's not right? Now's the time to act. You know, the maintenance and the quick action will save you thousands of dollars when it comes to diesel. Don't guess. Get it in to the expert. CJ and the team at DAC Diesel can take care of your diesel engine. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, they do house calls. They'll come to you. 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. They're in Bismarck, but they do house calls. And I know a lot of truckers that depend on CJs are coming through Bismarck to say, hey, what's going on here? And also, some of the additives, and, you know, they have now these gizmos they can put on the engine, attach it, that improve your mileage. Daryl Lee told me it's working for him. And I've never known a pig farmer to be wrong. So I would take it from him. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. I go rapid fire through these calls and say little or nothing other than who's next. Texter says, I was hoping, Scott, you would talk to someone with some brains. But guess not. Why don't you send Trump some money? I heard a lot of people's brains in the last hour. It's called our listeners. Smarter than any expert I know. A lot of wisdom on the Northern Plains. And I love condescending liberals because the only flies you attract with that stinky stuff are not of the same ilk as you. Therefore, you get a little echo chamber going. Texter says, what's the one job, in caps one, one job of a journalist, one job, to find the truth and report it? Why would these national journalists not want to follow any of these fraud leads? Why? Because news doesn't mean what it used to. Journalist doesn't mean what it used to. You ask a very good question, Madam or Mr. Texter. It's amazing to me. My answer to your question would be on why is because they hate Trump. And their own personal viewpoints are overriding their journalistic integrity. They hate Trump because he's called them what they are. He's pointed out their flaws. And the game's up. Another texter says, it's because they're in the club, too. Very true. And look, it takes a lot of guts not to get sucked into the club. The best of us can get sucked into the club. You got to be very careful. Wilton, North Dakota. Mary, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say last night I messaged both Hoven and Kramer and said if they don't stand up and at least try to make an effort when it comes time to verify these votes, I'm not voting for them next time. And I like these two guys. If they don't stand up, if they don't at least make an effort to do something, I won't be voting for them next time. And I think that's a message they need to receive loud and clear. Because it's funny, as I've been talking to neighbors and friends, I've been hearing pretty much the same thing. So they might be in more jeopardy than they think they are.
It's amazing how people forget so quickly. But, you know, I don't think it's to that point that we need to not vote for these three. I think these three have done many good things in their tenure there. But they do need to know, Mary, you're exactly right. This is the hill to die on. I think that's the phrase you want to use. Give me the effort,
yeah,
as you say. This is the hill to die,
yeah,
on. Let them know we believe that so they can make their assessment. And I don't think it's about January 6th and objections. It's evidence. It's, you know, hey, we are frustrated because of this process. We rely on you to get us the information so we can understand this vote was as it should be. You know, so just tell them, this is the hill to die on. This is the hill to,
yep,
die on. You want,
yep,
the effort from them. I think that's very important. And by,
yep,
the way, give them your address because you're not going to get spam.
Oh,
you're
going to
get an actual letter from them, and then they know you're from North Dakota. And that makes a big difference because they're being inundated from the loony left, from out of state, of course. Sprinkling of folks.
Yeah, the other question I have is, why the heck doesn't, I've heard other people call in and ask you this question, but it's never become more apparent to me than it has right now. And I'll tell you, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I vote whoever I think's the best person. But where the heck is the backbone in the Republican Party? It seems to be sadly, sadly missing.
Well, and it will be destroyed. It will be destroyed. That's another reason. It'll be a Trump party and a Republican party. And going forward, mm-hmm, the forgotten Americans in one camp and what's left of the Republican Party in the other. That's another reason to die on this hill, to keep that coalition,
yep,
alive. Because if that happens, guess who wins? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the liberal left. Mary, you're wise
That's
beyond
right.
words. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Granted, Bismarck, let's get you in quick. What's on your mind?
I want to know what hill these elected officials are going to defect to when our hill is completely inundated with the swamp, even more so than what it is. They got to just think about George Washington, Abe Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. Was it legal what they were trying to do, but they stood up for what was right? And that's the key ticket right there, is these elected leaders need to stand up for what's right. Nothing makes sense anymore. So you got to be able to stand up right now in this point in history and be the elected leaders that we elect you to be.
That's a good analogy, Grant. Thank you. More on this at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to continue. We have some other topics in the next hour, but this topic is not going away. We're going to stay on it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. Get started on a new you. Call them at 701-355-8030 or find them online, umary.edu.
Here's Brian Cronk from Collins & Cronk.
The end of the year is upon us, and tax season is around the corner. During this already busy time of year, financial planning is the last thing you want to be concerned about. Let us at Collins & Cronk take care of everything. We'll simplify the process, and you'll have reassurance knowing your finances are in good hands.
The knowledgeable professionals at Collins & Cronk shape their practice to best suit each individual client. They'll assess, create, implement, and manage your financial plan so you don't have to. Relax, and let Collins & Cronk go to work for you. Call them at 235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. does not render tax or legal advice.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk.
Call them at 701-235-0119. 235-0119.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.